Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that many parents are experiencing right now. Your little one melts down when things aren't exactly perfect. Maybe it's a tower that falls, a drawing that doesn't look quite right, or a puzzle piece that won't fit. And suddenly, there are big tears, big feelings, and you're wondering, why does everything have to be so perfect for my child? First, I want you to take a deep breath with me. You are doing beautifully. This is not about something you did wrong, and your child is not being difficult. What you're witnessing is actually something wonderful happening in your child's developing brain. Let me explain. When your 3 or 4 year old experiences intense reactions to imperfection, they're navigating a critical developmental phase. Their little brains are learning about frustration tolerance, cognitive flexibility, and emotional regulation all at the same time. Think about it. Their cognitive abilities are growing so fast right now. They can imagine how they want something to look. They can picture the perfect tower in their mind, but their little hands and their developing executive function skills can't always make reality match that vision. And that gap between what they imagine and what they can create, that feels enormous to them. Dr. Courtney Blackwell from Northwestern University, whose research The Magic Book and I have studied carefully, emphasizes that self-regulation includes frustration tolerance, coping, and flexibility as core components in young children. These skills are foundational for healthy social-emotional development. Your child is literally building these skills right now, in this very moment when they're melting down over the imperfect tower. Here's something else the magic book taught me that changed everything. Research shows that perfectionism in early childhood often stems from a combination of temperament and environmental factors. Children who are highly sensitive and prone to anxiety are more susceptible to these intense reactions. But here's the beautiful part. This developmental challenge is completely normal and represents an important learning opportunity about persistence, flexibility, and self-acceptance. The experts at the Quirky Kid Clinic have found that these children develop thinking patterns where they filter experiences through rigid expectations. They focus on perceived failures while discounting successes. But when parents respond with patience and validation rather than criticism, children develop significantly better emotional regulation skills over time. Isn't that wonderful? Your response matters so much. So what can we do to help our little ones through this phase? The magic book whispers several gentle approaches. First, break tasks into smaller, manageable steps. Instead of saying, build a tower, you might say, let's put 3 blocks together first. Then we'll add more if you want to. This helps your child experience success in small doses, building confidence along the way. Second, foster what researchers call a growth mindset. This means emphasizing effort over outcome. Instead of saying, what a perfect tower, try saying, you worked so hard on that tower. You tried 3 different ways to make it balance. That's how we learn. This helps children move from rigid, all-or-nothing thinking to flexible approaches focused on learning and effort. Third, model making mistakes yourself. Let your child see you spill something and say, oops, I made a mistake. That's okay, I'll clean it up. Or try drawing something and say, this doesn't look quite how I imagined, but you know what? I like it anyway. It's different, and different can be beautiful. Your child learns so much from watching how you handle imperfection. Fourth, validate their feelings before problem solving. When your child melts down because the puzzle piece won't fit, get down to their level and say, you're feeling so frustrated right now. You really wanted that piece to fit. It's hard when things don't work the way we want them to. That validation helps them feel seen and understood, which actually calms their nervous system. And here's something the magic book showed me that I absolutely love. We have a story called The Cathedral of Gentle Echoes, and it's about 2 friends named Kenji and Miva who discover something magical. They're making music in a peaceful cathedral, and they keep making mistakes. But instead of those mistakes ruining everything, they discover that their musical mistakes create the most beautiful harmonies. Every error becomes a step toward something wonderful. This story is so special because it gives children a completely different way to think about mistakes. Instead of mistakes being failures, they become opportunities for unexpected beauty and growth. After you read this story with your child, you can remind them, remember how Kenji and Miva's music became more beautiful because of their mistakes. Your tower might look different than you planned, and that's okay too. Maybe it's even more interesting this way. The research consistently shows that building core skills of flexibility, frustration tolerance, and adaptive thinking during this developmental window creates the foundation for lifelong emotional health and resilience. You're not just helping your child through a difficult moment. You're building their capacity for resilience, creativity, and self-compassion that will serve them for their entire life. I also want you to know that the consensus among child development specialists is clear. When parents respond to perfectionism with empathy and validation rather than frustration, children develop better emotional regulation and show reduced anxiety over time. Your calm presence, your patient responses, your willingness to see this as development rather than defiance, all of this matters more than you know. So the next time your little one melts down because something isn't perfect, take a breath. Remember that their brain is learning flexibility. Remember that this is temporary and normal. Get down to their level, validate their feelings, and gently guide them towards seeing that different can be beautiful, that mistakes can create something wonderful, and that they are loved exactly as they are, imperfections and all. The Magic Book and I believe in you. We believe in your child. And we believe in the beautiful journey you're on together. You can find the Cathedral of Gentle Echoes and many other stories that support your child's emotional growth in the Book of Inara app. Each story is crafted with love to help children navigate these big developmental moments. Until our next adventure together, remember, you're doing beautifully. With love and starlight, Inara.